Task 1. In this section, you will hear the story of the birth of the bikini. Your task will be to give short answers to the questions below. First, you will have some time to look at the task, and then we will play the whole recording in one piece. Then, after a short pause, you will hear the recording again, but this time we will play the text in shorter sections to give you enough time to write down your answers. Now look at the task in your booklet.
In 1946, Western Europeans cheerfully greeted the first war-free summer in years, and designers came up with fashions to match the liberated mood of the people. On July 5, 1946, French designer Louis Reard created a daring two-piece swimsuit, which he called Bikini, a nickname inspired by a news-making US atomic test that took place off the Bikini Atoll in the Pacific Ocean earlier that week. In the 1940s, attractive women were known as bombshells, and anything intense was atomic. In planning the debut of his new swimsuit, Reard had trouble finding a professional model who would be brave enough to wear the extremely revealing two-piece. So he turned to Micheline Bernardini, an exotic dancer at the Casino de Paris, who did not worry about showing off her body and appearing nearly naked in public, and who eventually modelled the new fashion at a popular swimming pool in Paris. Thanks to its provocative name and cut, the bikini made international headlines. Photos of the showgirl Reed had enlisted to model it circulated across the globe. The bikini was a big hit, especially among men, and Bernardini received some 50,000 fan letters. Before long, bold young women in bikinis were causing a sensation along the Mediterranean coast. Spain and Italy passed measures prohibiting bikinis on public beaches, but later capitulated to the changing times, and the ban was lifted when the swimsuit became incredibly popular on European beaches in the 1950s. In prudish America, the bikini was successfully resisted until the early 1960s, when a new emphasis on youthful liberation brought the swimsuit in huge numbers to US beaches. It was immortalized by the pop singer Brian Hyland, who sang "Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini" in 1960. Since then, the popularity of the bikini has only continued to grow.
Now listen to the recording again. Remember that this time we will play the recording in shorter sections.
2, 3, 4, tell the people what she wore.
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time today. An itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini.
In 1946, Western Europeans cheerfully greeted the first war-free summer in years, and designers came up with fashions to match the liberated mood of the people. On July 5, 1946, French designer Louis Reard created a daring two-piece swimsuit, which he called Bikini, a nickname inspired by a news-making US atomic test that took place off the Bikini Atoll in the Pacific Ocean earlier that week. In the 1940s, attractive women were known as bombshells, and anything intense was atomic. In planning the debut of his new swimsuit, Reard had trouble finding a professional model who would be brave enough to wear the extremely revealing two-piece. So he turned to Micheline Bernardini, an exotic dancer at the Casino de Paris, who did not worry about showing off her body and appearing nearly naked in public, and who eventually modelled the new fashion at a popular swimming pool in Paris. Thanks to its provocative name and cut, the bikini made international headlines. Photos of the showgirl Reed had enlisted to model it circulated across the globe. The bikini was a big hit, especially among men, and Bernardini received some 50,000 fan letters. Before long, bold young women in bikinis were causing a sensation along the Mediterranean coast. Spain and Italy passed measures prohibiting bikinis on public beaches, but later capitulated to the changing times, and the ban was lifted when the swimsuit became incredibly popular on European beaches in the 1950s. In prudish America, the bikini was successfully resisted until the early 1960s, when a new emphasis on youthful liberation brought the swimsuit in huge numbers to US beaches. It was immortalized by the pop singer Brian Hyland, who sang "Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini" in 1960. Since then, the popularity of the bikini has only continued to grow.